Section 2. Аудиозапись номер 30. Exercise 19. Listen to the interview broadcast by a local radio studio and do the task from your textbook.
And now, at last, I can introduce Andrew Graham to you, who's just joined us in our studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning. Sorry for my being late. Traffic jams. I just got stuck in the centre.
Ha ha, it's a nice start to the day for a person who's going to talk about nature and the environment, isn't it?
Oh yes, it sounds a bit ironic.
Getting stuck in a traffic jam means you came to our studio by car, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm using the car today.
That's not in line with the main motto of ecologists, is it? You always say that there are too many cars on the streets and that they pollute the environment. Air pollution is one of the main problems in big cities, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And you, I mean ecologists, always say that people should give up their personal cars and use public transport, don't you?
Yes, and I fully support the idea that we should use public transport whenever it's possible. Cars produce a great amount of gases, harmful to people, animals, and even plants. I live in the suburbs and usually get to the city by train. But today, I had a kind of an accident, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened, Andrew?
Nothing serious. I just twisted my ankle when I was walking my dog. He's a one-year-old Labrador and enjoys running and fetching balls. I stumbled when I was throwing the ball for him, so it hurts to walk, and the way from my house to the station is pretty long. I decided to go by car, as a sort of exception, certainly.
And how is your ankle now? Does it hurt?
A bit. But the way from my house to the railway station is pretty long, and I don't think I would have been able to do it on foot.
Sure.
If I hadn't had that little accident, I would have taken the train.
Certainly. And let's get down to business, to the topic of today's programme.
Right.
We're going to talk about what people, not only ecologists, could do to protect the environment from pollution. It's an old problem, actually. I remember that when I was a child, my mum wrote articles on this problem for several journals. She worked mainly for wildlife journals.
It means you've been in the profession since your childhood. I, on the contrary, started getting interested in ecology only a few years ago.
Did you?
Yes, I used to work in the tourist business, and due to my former job, I can see how much harm we have done to the planet and how much harm we will do if we do not change our ways.
I've just got a message from one of our listeners. He asks what an ecologist actually does. What's his job? I believe we should clear up this point before we go further.
Yes, certainly. An ecologist is a person who...